The way God is described right off the start is that he is the God of glory. What does that mean? How would you describe the glory of God? Have you ever studied that? What is glory? I think it's so interesting that this is how he is described to start this history lesson given by Stephen. God's glory is something that appears. Look at Exodus 16:10. While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. Wow, God's glory can be seen with human eyes. Scripture tells us that God's glory is revealed, Isaiah 40, verse 5. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Not only can it be seen by people, but God himself reveals his glory. Wow. Go back to when we went through it all in the book of Exodus and study Exodus 18. As Moses desires to see the glory of the Lord, he says, I want to see your glory. It shows us that God's glory exists prior to and apart from any manifestation of it. Wow, God's glory is all throughout Scripture, talking about his kingly rule, his presence, his clothing, and so much more. It's shown on a mountaintop in thunderstorms and a cloudy pillar in the tabernacle, in the ark, and in the glimpse we get of heaven in the city to come that will need no sun or moon. It's God's glory. Amen. God's glory is who he is. It's what he possesses. It's what he is like. God's glory is God himself in his essential being. The prophet Isaiah takes us into the very throne room of God and tells us that in the year King Uzziah died, he says, I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings, they covered their face. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they flew. And they were calling out to each other, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his, fill in the sentence, glory. His glory extends for an eternity behind us. It is currently going on right now, and it will always be before us. Family, he is the God of glory. Amen.